Tonight, I'm going to start out with the scripture from 1 Timothy 4:7. The title of our lesson tonight is Relying on God and Not Yourself. The scripture in 1 Timothy 4:7 says, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales, or it means like foolish or silly stories. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Train yourself to be godly. You know, that's how we learn things. That's how we learn to follow certain things and plans. You think about being in the military. Just take that for instance. You know, soldiers have to go through routines and practices to know how to fight a battle, what to do when they get into difficulties. When you go to school, you must be taught in order to go to the next level. And you know, it's not any different with our spiritual lives. The only thing different is that, and a big difference, is that we have the Holy Spirit as a Christian to guide us and help us in that training. But it says, train yourselves to be godly. So what you train yourself to do, what you do on a daily basis, there's another scripture that says, put on godliness, practice godliness. And, you know, what you practice is what's in your heart that comes out. And, you know, we have to teach ourselves. We have to train ourselves. When something comes up and we have the tendency to react, maybe in a wrong way or maybe frightening way, fearful or anxious, whatever, we have to train ourselves and remind ourselves to focus on the Lord, to go back to Him, and to ask the Lord to help us to do what we ought to do, what we've been trained to do, what the Lord is teaching us. We're in His school of training. Every day that we live, we have that opportunity to learn something new from the Lord and to move on. You know, last week we talked about moving forward, and we have to do that in order to accomplish anything for the Lord. So whether we rely on God or whether we rely on ourselves makes the big difference. So through godly training, we gain courage and we gain confidence. Training is no more than learning and developing skills and knowledge in order to accomplish specific goals. So we should keep ourselves in spiritual training and make sure that we are where we ought to be and learning and following what we know God's Word teaches us to do. Spiritual training always promotes godly goals that lead us to pleasing the Lord and teaches us to rely on God to meet all of our needs instead of self-reliance or relying on ourselves. If we rely on God, we have the confidence that He is going to build our courage up and our confidence to trust Him. How do we obtain this training? It comes only through discipline. I mean, just like schoolwork. Sometimes when you're in school and you have homework to do or paper to do, and it's a tendency sometimes just to want to put it on the back burner and just not study, not read that next chapter, just read part of it, just scan over it. You know, our spiritual lives lack when we fail to be thorough in our discipline of our spiritual lives. It is so easy to become spiritually lazy, and we've talked about that before. And that is a big hindrance to our spiritual lives if we become spiritually lazy. Sometimes we act as though we sit back and if we're going through something or we need help, we just expect the Lord to drop it in our laps. And you know what? That's not the way it works. We have to exercise our faith. We have to discipline ourselves to exercise that faith and to trust the Lord to help us to be where we ought to be. So it comes through discipline. Self-reliance ultimately does not lead us to the spiritual growth and security that our souls need. But our training, our godly training, and our reliance on Him will give us the courage and the confidence and the spiritual growth and security that our souls need in order to benefit spiritually, not only ourselves, but to be able to serve the Lord in a way that can be a benefit to other people. It leads us to depend on, so self-reliance leads us to depend upon ourselves. It causes us to create our own self-defense, which human nature has the tendency to lean toward. We have to guard against that self-defense. We have to guard against self-reliance because it always will cause us to lean to that human reasoning, that human side of our nature that wants to do things ourselves on our own way, our own time, our own terms. And it will get us into trouble. If we lean to self-reliance, it will cause us to build up our own self-defense. And you know, we know from scripture that the Lord is our only defense. We fool ourselves if we think that we can create our own self-defense. It'll fail every time. There's no security in it. And I'm thankful for that because if there were security in it, we would put God on the back burner and we would be in difficulty. But the Lord lets us know that we need that reliance on Him. It's sad to say that our human human means and self-made remedies will always lead us to dependency on self rather than dependency on God. And this always leads us into a spiritual disaster. It leaves us wanting. It leaves us wanting in our spiritual lives. And that's a sad place to be. As human beings, the sooner we realize that we have limitations and that God does not, we will begin focusing on Him to meet our needs rather than focusing on our own problems and relying on ourselves to work them out in our own way. So if we will realize that as humans, we have limitations, but the God that lives in our heart, that Holy Spirit that lives in our heart, does not know any limitations. That is a blessing to think about. But if we go there, if we allow ourselves to go to that place in our lives, we will begin focusing on our problems rather than focusing on God. And then that's when we get into the difficulty of relying on ourselves to work out our own problems. You know what it takes? It takes humility to admit that we are not capable to do something or to accomplish something and that we need help. It takes humility. And that's why you do not come to know the Lord without humility of heart. You just do not. Without humility of heart, you cannot come to know the Lord. But that's how we get our hearts right with the Lord, is we realize a need and we realize that we can't meet that need. And the blessed fact is the Lord already met that need. God gave his son to meet that need. He shed his blood so that we could be Christians, that we could have a fellowship with him. So it takes that humility to admit we're not capable to do something or to accomplish something. And we need to be able to humble our hearts and say, Lord, I need your help. The moment we humble our hearts, our problems become clearer. What has been confusing in our lives and we're not seeing the way becomes very clear. And we begin to see things in proper perspective. We begin to see who I am and who God is. You know, when you put it in that perspective, who am I compared to God? That is a deep thought. This humility enables us to see just how insignificant we are as humans compared to God. And that's a good thing, because when we get a proper look at ourselves, if we get an honest look at who we really are and how we fail without God, when we leave him out and we rely on ourselves and we don't rely on God, we fail. We fail him every time. We fail ourselves. And, you know, it's good to realize that I am sufficient in God's sufficiency, but I am not sufficient without his sufficiency. And that lets me realize through that humility of heart how insignificant I am without God. I'm very insignificant without him. Philippians 2:5-7 gives us the best example of humility we could ever ask for. Listen to this. I'm going to read it to you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But what did he do? But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. We see nothing but humility throughout the scripture. God made no reputation for himself. He took on the form of a bondservant and he came in the likeness of men. Basically, what this scripture means is that he existed in the form of God, yet gave no thought of seizing are obtaining equality with God as his supreme prize. Instead, he emptied himself to the form of a lowly servant. This passage is both humbling and inspiring. He became lowly like a human being. He did not have to be, yet inspiring because he is perfect. He is a perfect example for each of us to follow. He had the same limitations as we, yet he lived without sin. That's a perfect example for us to follow. Humility is a key in being able to rely on God and not oneself. This is the key to reaching spiritual goals. Just always keep in mind that pride is the opposite of humility, and it is a dangerous enemy to God and to us. And it's a dangerous enemy to God's work in us as a Christian. Recognize it. When it raises its ugly head, its goal is to destroy anything that the Lord desires for us. you know, pride, if we do not deal seriously with it, you cannot play around with pride. You cannot play around with it. It's a sin that you must deal with. And you know what? We're born with it. Without God, we have no victory over it. We can't overcome it. And you know, the way that we live sets the example for others to follow. And you know what? You can't hide pride. As much as you try, if there's a proud heart, it's going to come out in some form or other. And as a Christian, we have power over that. We are enabled through the Lord's Holy Spirit in our lives to overcome this. That's why we must take it very seriously. You know, I don't know if you've ever dealt with your children in a way that you saw that pride crop up. You know, trying to get them to see they're wrong, especially when it deals with someone else. It's always easier to point a finger at someone else than to look at your own heart, your own needs. And I found that so true in my children. And I didn't have to teach them that. You do not have to teach children the wrong ways. You do not have to teach them to be proud. It's just born in them. And that's why every person on this earth has to come to know the Lord personally. You can't put salvation in your children. You can't make them a Christian. It's a personal choice. And that's the only thing that changes men and women's hearts is through that humility and repentance and trust in the Lord. You know, I can remember dealing with mine, you know, and especially when it dealt with maybe let's just say two of them together. And they would always say, but he did that. And she said it first, or he did it first, or he passed the first lick, or he said the first word that was ugly to me and hurt my feelings. And boy, I tell you what, it's hard. I mean, if you really try to deal with your children in a very thorough way like that, you'll see just how hard it is and what an impact that pride and a hole that pride has on the unregenerate heart. And as a Christian, we can be tempted with pride as well. We can become proud, but we recognize it and it will hurt your heart. So that's why I say deal a serious blow to pride. If you see anything in your heart, be broken over it. The Lord will honor that broken heart over any sin that you bring to him. And pride is one of those things that will bring a Christian down. Just always remember it. Recognize it. Ask the Lord to help you. If something troubles you, always say, Lord, what's the source of it? Don't skip over it and make an excuse for it or move on. Just ask the Lord, Lord, help me to understand this sin. Help me understand what this problem is going on in my heart. Get to the root of it. If you don't, it'll spring right back up. I've been working a little bit outside and just watching more of others' work than myself, but I'm noticing a few little weeds coming back up, you know, where the flowers have been planted. And, you know, that shows me that there was a root covered up that we didn't know. And from that root, even though the top was cut off of that weed, the root was still there. We have to get to the root of our problems, of our sins, because if we don't, it's going to crop right back up. And it will hurt us. It will hurt us spiritually. There's a scripture that I want to read to you at this point. And when I get ready to close, I'm actually going to close with this one as well. But Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, blessed is the one who trusts in me alone, not in himself. The eternal will be his confidence. He is like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots beside the stream to draw water and absorb the good things. It does not fear the heat or even drought. Its leaves stay green and its fruit is dependable, no matter what it faces. What was the key there? Blessed is the one who trusts in me alone, not himself. Not relying on himself, but relying on God. That is something that we all need to be aware of. Ask yourself this question. You know, we'd be shocked sometimes to realize how much we rely and depend on ourselves rather than God. It's a heart-searching question. It really is, and it's well worth paying attention to. Recognize self-reliance. That's what Jeremiah is saying. I'm going to read some of the side effects of self-reliance, relying on self. These are some of the effects. Number one, unfaithful. The heart strays from God. Self-reliance makes us unfaithful because we are ultimately relying on ourselves. Why? Because we never allow ourselves to really see the need to allow God to take control or to rely and trust Him. We limit ourselves to experiencing God's faithfulness. So when you rely on yourself, it causes you to be unfaithful to God. You're already unfaithful when you begin taking His responsibility on yourself. And it causes the heart to pull away from God. And in a sense, we put ourselves in the place of God. And we just don't allow we hinder ourselves from really seeing the need to consult with God or rely on Him or turn things over to Him or to even trust Him. And that hinders us from experiencing God's faithfulness. He is so faithful. And we hinder that. We hinder Him from being what He really should be. See what the next one is. Okay. The side effects, another one is unmoved. We're not growing. You can't grow. Self-reliance gets you stuck because we can't avoid the very circumstances that God has planned for us in order to prove His faithfulness when we rely on Him. So we stay stuck. Self-reliance, relying on self, will cause you just to remain where you are, unmoved. We ought to be moving on with the Lord. But sometimes we get stuck because we rebel to the situations that God has planned for us. And He's not planned it to hurt us. He's planned it to help us to realize that He proves Himself faithful when we do rely on Him. But if we always are relying on ourselves and taking that responsibility away from God, stepping in God's place, we hinder ourselves from really knowing the great depth of how God meets our needs and how faithful He really is. And that hinders us spiritually. And number three, a side effect of self-reliance is unbelieving. Self-reliance causes us to only to trust what we can see. To only trust what we can see. we tell ourselves, well, I can't see it. Well, you know what? We can't see the wind, but we feel its effects. Faith cannot be seen. And we are told that in the scriptures. Through faith, we know he works behind the scenes and he works in our difficult situations. This, when we're unbelieving, it causes us to leave no room for what God can do. We're filling the position. We're trying to meet our needs. And it causes us not to be able to see everything that God can do for us and wants to do for us. You know what? I imagine if we could see behind the scenes sometimes what God really has planned, it would cause us to fall on our knees. You know, it would cause us to just be ashamed of how we've limited and hindered God. Basically, what we're saying, we're the significant one. God, you're insignificant. I'm the one who is significant. So, you know, we don't want to push God's place out of our lives, because by doing so, you give God no room to be able to work and prove himself faithful to you through your unbelief. And that's all it is. Self-reliance causes an unbelieving heart. And then the next one, self-reliance makes you a victim of your circumstances. It causes you to look at your circumstances as unbearable or as a victim of your circumstances, circumstances that you can feel out of control of. But we must remember that God is never, never out of control. He's always in control of everything, even when we don't believe that, even when we don't trust him, when we doubt. It doesn't make God any less real. You know, a thought that I have at times used for someone who's doubting things, you know, that God could do, or doubting circumstances, difficult circumstances they're in. And I've often said, especially to young people, your doubt doesn't make God any less real. It does not change the fact that God is God. He is who he is. But it causes you to see yourself. It makes you a victim of your own circumstances. And it makes you feel hopeless. But I want you to remember, you are only a victim if you choose to be. And that's in regards to any circumstance, any situation. We have the blessed privilege to call on the Lord and call out to him and ask him, Lord, please help me not to feel hopeless. But if you're self-reliant, you will. You'll look at these things as, okay, I'm in control, but you'll see just how little control you really have. And you will feel hopeless. And you will feel like I'm a victim of my circumstances. But you're not, only if you want to be. Only if you choose to be. But if you choose to give God his place and rely on him, you're more than a conqueror in any circumstance. You know, those are easy words to say, but let's think about it for a minute. You don't have to be a victim of anything. There's things that are inflicted upon us sometimes that we can't help how people act or how people do. But we have the right to take that circumstance to the Lord, right? And if we do that, the Lord frees us from it. He helps us to become more than a conqueror, to live above it, not under it, and to have victory over it. So don't ever become a victim of circumstances, because that brings hopelessness. And with God, and be relying upon God, we do not have to ever feel that we are a victim of anything. God is our hope. That is just, it just comes down to that. And that is such a blessing. And then the last one is, it causes you to be unattached to God. Now think about that. Self-reliance makes you feel alone. Because as a Christian, we are attached to the Lord, right? We are attached to Him. So, but being self-reliant causes you to feel like, I'm alone. Because why? You have put God in His corner of your life. I'm going to take care of this thing and that thing and whatever other thing comes up, circumstance. I'll get God out of the corner when I feel like that I have a situation that I need Him to meet. It causes us to plan and take action ourselves. And it will cause you to feel alone. All of a sudden, you know, it's the goodness of the Lord to help you to realize, where is God in this situation? And that's a good question for all of us to ask ourselves. In any situation, it can cause hopelessness if you unattach yourself to God. If you are self-reliant, you're detaching yourself from God. And that's something you never want to do. We need to really just realize how important God is, how significant He is in our lives, and how powerful and loving that He really is. There's not anything that He cannot do. And then I'm gonna bring out two things that are the side effects of being God reliant, right? Relying on God and not myself, in contrast to relying on yourself, self-reliant. Instead of being self-reliant, the effects of being God-reliant is, number one, confidence. It brings about a confidence in God to work out all of my problems, not only to work them out, but to bring good from them. And you know, God is able to do that. The Lord is able to take every circumstance that we go through, everything that we have to face, everything that troubles us, everything that comes our way. We know that we have the confidence because we have the Lord in our heart. So we have that confidence in our heart that we do not have to worry. We can trust the Lord. We can trust the Lord to help us, to trust Him. And that brings about a confidence that nothing else in this world will bring about. If you have confidence in God, you've got the best thing that you can have. You've got the best tool that you can have. And the second point that being God reliant is courage. And courage overcomes the fears of any circumstance because we know our strength comes from Him and not from my human abilities. He cannot fail. I can. But we gain that courage when we go to the Lord and we're relying upon Him. We know that He can help us through anything. He can overcome our fears, our circumstances. He can give us the strength that comes from Him to deal with anything. He cannot fail us, but we can fail him, and we can fail ourselves, and we can fail others. But he gives us that courage to trust him. So by trusting God and relying on him, we have that confidence. Our confidence is encouraged. It's increased. And our courage is increased. Relying on God is the process of reminding myself that I do not have all the answers, but God does. Don't ever forget that. That is such a blessing to rely on, that I do not have all the answers. No. In this life, there's going to be things that come up in our lives all of the time that's going to cause us to question. I don't know the answer to this, but I can tell you that God has the answer to every problem that we have faced, are facing, or will face. We can trust him. We can have the confidence and the courage to rely on him to meet those needs. I want to close tonight with Jeremiah 17:7, and I already read this, but I'm just going to take this one verse. Blessed are the one who trust in me alone. The eternal will be his confidence. We have that promise that God can help us. We have that confidence through him if we rely on him rather than ourselves. So the key to being God reliant is humility. That is the key. If you're proud, deal with that pride, because it will hinder you from the very blessings that God has in store for you. And he has many of them. So be careful to watch your life. Train your life. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales, which when translated means foolish and silly stories or things, words, all of that. Instead, train yourself to be godly, because through that godly training, we gain courage and confidence. We will gain it through godly training. Learn to develop the skills and the knowledge that God has for you, has in store for you. And don't ever forget that spiritual training always promotes godly goals that lead us to pleasing the Lord and relying on God to meet all of our needs.